Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Christmas feels very different this year. Trying to be normal, knowing that we can't. Together, and yet apart.
Delivering for Shepherd.
As we try to make the best of things. As we try to find some order in all the chaos. As nothing feels quite right. What we're all looking for this Christmas is a bit of hope. Hope for the future. Hope for our families and friends. Hope that everything is going to be okay. And that's exactly what Christmas is all about.
Hey guys.
The hope of a child coming into the world to make sense of all the chaos. To rescue a world that was falling apart. To rescue you. Look to Jesus this Christmas. He can change your life.
Merry Christmas. And thanks for joining us on this podcast. Christ is born today. He's the Prince of Peace and the King of Kings. All prophecies about his birth have been fulfilled, and today, we celebrate the Messiah who has come to save us and give us peace. Would you thank him for the salvation of your life? Exalt him for coming to save you. As we conclude our Christmas series today, we are looking at the topic, Prince of Peace. Our Bible text is from Luke chapter 2 verse 11 to 15.
Luke chapter 2 verse 11 to 15. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
The birth of Christ is so much important as every other message in the Bible. That's why we must make sure we draw meaning from the record of his birth each time we read about it. Before Christ was born, three people have been expecting the birth: God, Mary, and Joseph. God was expecting the birth of his son to come to fulfill his plans of saving mankind. While Mary and Joseph were expecting the fulfillment of God's promise, as given them by the angel, his birth came as a surprise to the world. Though prophecies have been made about his birth from men of God in the Old Testament, but no one knew the day of its fulfillment. What are your expectations today? Our text from Luke chapter 2 verse 11 says, "Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Our expectations today is safety and deliverance from the works of this world, which the end will be destruction. The Bible said, "He is Messiah." Messiah is from the Hebrew word, Mashiach, meaning the anointed or the chosen one sent to deliver. Christ's birth brought the assurance of God's love as he sent his son Jesus to deliver us. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." There is assurance of God's love and deliverance for us today as we celebrate Christmas. The next verse, verse 12 of our Bible text says, "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." God will not leave us without a sign in life. God gave a sign that tells us where to find Jesus and the kind of king he would be. This is the sign. The angels told the shepherds that they should not bother looking for him in the house of Herod or any king, because this is not a worldly prince. but a God Prince. He is the Prince of Peace that is going to bring peace to the world. And his lifestyle is be a humble one, not like the kings of this world. Remember, Abraham gave all tithes to Melchizedek, the king of Salem. Melchizedek is a form of God, king and a priest. He is the king of Salem according to Genesis chapter 14 verse 18-20. The word, Salem, in Hebrew means peace. Melchizedek being the king of peace and also a priest in representation of God has a link with Christ who is the Prince of Peace. David while writing the book of Psalm gave a prophecy about Jesus as he said. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek, Psalm chapter 110 verse 4. For us today, Melchizedek, the king priest of Salem, is basic for understanding how Jesus occupies the offices of king and priest, a dual position that finds little to no precedent among kings. All scripture points to the fact that Jesus is coming to save and restore peace to mankind. That's what Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 also says. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Do you have peace in your life today? The Prince of Peace is born to give you peace and save you from eternal damnation. Enjoy true peace in him today. Verse 13 and 14 of our text say, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. The host of heaven were celebrating his birth. This is a time to praise and thank God for his love. The heavenly host gave glory to God and declared peace on earth. God is giving us peace today. I don't know how it has been for you right from the beginning of the year, but God will restore peace into every area of your life today. The last verse of our Bible text, verse 15 says, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. Would you go to see the goodness of God today? Joy to the world, Christ has come with glory. I declare to you today that you shall see the glory of God from now on into the coming year in Jesus' name. After the angels left, the shepherds decided to go and see his glory. They want to see with their own eyes what the Lord has told them. God told them something and they want to see it. Hearing it is not enough, but they must see it. What has God told you, that you are still expecting but have not seen? You must take a new level of faith this season to see them manifest. You must go out in faith like the shepherds to see the goodness of the Lord. I don't know what those expectations are, but you shall see them manifest if you can call on the Prince of Peace today. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23 verse 18, for surely there is a reward, and thine expectation shall not be cut off, as you take the step of faith to call on the Prince of Peace today. I pray that God will reward your faith and deliver your expectations unto you in Jesus' name. The Prince of Peace is born. Come and worship him, he is God, King and Priest. Let's pray. I declare to you today that you shall experience God's power in every area of your life in Jesus' name. As you worship him and celebrate his birth today, all his promises concerning your life shall come to pass. Today, enjoy the peace of God and grace to overcome and prosper in every area of your life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Haggai chapter 1 and chapter 2. And for the evening, Revelation chapter 16. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a blissful Christmas celebration and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.